Hello and welcome back to the program that helps you learn American English. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Each day we present interesting stories from around the world. We always speak slowly and use words that are easy to understand. Today we talk about war. Our first story tells about what is happening right now. Then we look back 70 years as the Second Great World War finally ended. Please listen carefully and save the program as a podcast so you can practice speaking American English whenever you have a chance. Now, on to Part 1. We begin today with the human side of conflict. Hundreds of thousands of people have fled the civil war in Syria. Many of them sailed to Europe by boat across the Mediterranean Sea. The trip is frightening, with danger everywhere. Reporter Henry Ridgewell met with a group of Syrians who risked their lives in an effort to reach Germany. Hundreds of asylum seekers have set sail from the Libyan coast. They depend on an old fishing boat to take them to Europe. Katie Weaver is here to tell us more about Mr. Ridgewell's findings.
Among these migrants are six young men from Syria, four brothers and two friends. They have fled the civil war. They record details of the trip on their mobile phones. In front of the boat lies 2.5 million square kilometers of the Mediterranean Sea. The seas are calm for the first 15 hours of the trip. Then, two ships appear. It is the Italian Coast Guard. The boat's passengers are happy. Some begin shouting, "Italia!" Italia! 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 The migrants are taken to the island of Lampedusa, and then on to Sicily, where they are let free. They take the first night train north to the city of Milan. It is in Milan that reporter Henry Ridgewell first meets the six Syrians. They seem nervous, tired, and fearful. The oldest brother, Hiath, describes their trip.
We escaped to Jordan, and from there to Algeria. Then we went illegally to Libya. It took 5 days to cross the desert. It was very hard, 5 days close to death. We got to Tripoli, and from there to Sabratha. We had a lot of trouble there because the trafficker stole from us. Then we escaped and took the boat to Lampedusa.
Hiath says the trip across the Mediterranean was more frightening than the war back at home.
It was a death trip. Your mind stops thinking. You stop thinking about anybody and anything, even about yourself. You're just living minute by minute on this hard journey. It's a very strange feeling.
The young men are on their way to Germany on the night train. The brother's father is already in Berlin, their final stop. Their mother is still in Syria. Younger brother Elah explains why they left.
We have lost our future in Syria, and we hope to find it in Germany for now.
With minutes to go, the six migrants get their few belongings and go to the train station. Under European laws, refugees must ask for asylum in the country where they first arrive. Police sometimes search train carriages and send the migrants back to Italy. The brothers' future will be decided on this train. For 2 days, there is no news. Then, VOA receives a message. The brothers have reached Munich. After a night in a refugee shelter, they are on their way to Berlin. Reporter Ridgewell meets with the Syrians briefly before a high-speed train takes them on the last part of their trip north. Hiath is thankful and happy.
I can't wait to see my father again after 6 years apart. I hope that I can see my mother again soon, and we can be one family all together.
There is much sadness in Europe's migrant crisis. Solving the problem will not be easy. But at least for these brothers, the escape from war across desert and sea has a happy ending. I'm Katie Weaver.
You are listening to The Voice of America, and we are coming to you from Washington. If you still have the opportunity to talk with your father or grandfather, mother or grandmother, they will surely remember that this week marks an important time in world history. It was 70 years ago that World War II came to an end. The end of the Second Great War is being observed in all but one European country this week. Germany lost the war and has no plans to hold a special observance. VOA reporters recently went to the German capital, Berlin, to study how the people remember that terrible time and how it has affected their country. Bob Doty has the story.
In central Berlin, there is a huge memorial to the 6 million Jews killed during World War II. Their deaths were the work of Germany's Nazi Party. The memorial was built just 10 years ago, after much public debate. 200 meters away was the place from where German leader Adolf Hitler directed the war effort. It is the place where it is believed he took his own life. The area is now a parking lot filled with cars. Visitors to the area, like a woman named Tina, a retired journalist from Britain, say there are things to be learned from the war.
Even today, in our own country, there are extremist groups cropping up, and I'm thinking that if sort of ordinary, decent people don't do anything, there's always the chance of history repeating itself.
Gerd Appenzeller is the former publisher of the Berlin newspaper Tagesspiegel. He worries that the alliances that formed after World War II are weakening. He says younger Germans do not know what life was like during the war.
Die große Mehrheit hat sich in der Situation der Freiheit
He says the vast majority have gotten comfortable with freedom. They give little thought to the fact that this freedom is constantly in danger. America is changing.